God's Concern for His People, December 16th. For the Lord will not cast off His people, neither will He forsake His inheritance. The Lord God of heaven is in communication with the fallen inhabitants of this world. He is not regardless of our world and its variety of concerns. The Lord is represented in His word as bending toward earth and its inhabitants who are deceived and annoyed and deluded by satanic agencies. He is listening to every word that is uttered. When Moses turned aside at the sight of the burning bush that was not consumed, the Lord called, "Moses, Moses." And he said, "Here am I," and he said, "Draw not nigh hither, put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground." Moreover he said, "I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob." And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. Now mark the words of the Lord, "I have surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt, and have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows, and I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians." The Lord is not regardless of His people, and He will punish and reprove everyone who oppresses them. He hears every groan, He listens to every prayer, He observes the movements of everyone, He approves or condemns every action. The Lord of heaven is represented as raising up the fallen. He is the friend of all who love and fear Him, and He will punish everyone who dares to lead them astray from safe paths, putting them in positions of distress as they conscientiously endeavor to keep the way of the Lord and reach the abodes of the righteous. Not a sparrow falleth to the ground without the notice of your heavenly Father. Then let men be careful how, by word or action, they cause one of God's little ones sorrow or grief. If the little sparrow that has no soul cannot fall to the ground without the notice of our Heavenly Father, surely the souls of those for whom Christ has died are precious, and will not God judge those who cause pain or disappointment to the hearts of those for whom Christ has given His life? Who can measure or anticipate the gift of God? For ages, sin has interrupted the divine flow of benevolence to man, but that mercy and great love purchased for the fallen race has not ceased to accumulate, it has not lost its earthward direction. God lives and reigns, and in Christ He has poured forth on the world a healing flood. Our Savior has made every provision for man, God's care for His workers.